it was quite an adventure. And of course, always there's a spiritual side to all those experiences. And what can I say more? Do you have any questions?
what years was that from?
That was from 93 to 2002. So it was right after Perestroika. In fact, I came there just after the Parliament building somebody threw a firebomb or something happened there that I can't remember anymore. It was interesting there. I should just mention their view of, this is more of a political testimony, I have to say, but their view of, you understand, it's like they had the Russian people had an appearance of being very much like Americans in many ways. I mean, it was like in terms of their education and so on, the people we worked with in our office. But on the other hand, there is a very strong nationalism, which is sort of different from what I experienced in the United States. We had an argument in our office about Sarajevo. And Sarajevo was like, who do Americans think they are intruding on Slavic land? This is Slavic land. These are our brothers. This is our business. And it's none of you. Americans, what are you doing there? You have no business being there whatsoever. So this is an internal matter among Slavic peoples. That was very interesting. I noticed really a deep respect for power. There's, unfortunately, I think they really have this idea that power is what gets things done. Power is what, who has the power is really, that's a very critical issue for them. So they looked at Stalin as a great man because he was powerful. I met people who still honored Stalin. Mm-hmm. They looked at Lenin as almost like a god. He was a mythical god to them. And even though they understood there were problems with Lenin or whatever, but he was still sort of their mythical founder, a hero of the past. And if you don't have you don't convey. Me as a church leader in some in different positions there, my soft American approach doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It's like you got to lay down the law. You got to give us direction. Tell us what to do. We, you know, if you can't do that, we don't, you know, you're nobody. We don't respect you.
I have a question. Didn't you say you had to leave in 20 minutes?
I do have to go. I can go on. Okay, I hope that's a feature.
Oh, that was very good. Thank you.
I'll try to edit. So back in the 90s.